What is that? That was. Is that Raped in the Jungle?
That's Raped in the Jungle.
This is the Grindcast. It's, time is it? It's 9 o'clock p.m.
9:05.
It's fucking 2 weeks after we did our last goddamn episode. You know why? Because it was Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And what does that mean for me?
Nothing.
Well, tell me what you did on your Valentine's Day, and I'll compare.
Me?
Yeah. What'd you do?
I was supposed to go to the Philadelphia Zoo, but we didn't. I just went to a fancy Chinese restaurant in Philadelphia.
Did you go to a movie?
After? A what?
A movie? Did you get a boobie?
No.
Oh, okay.
Did you get a boobie?
I bought chips after, and beer.
Oh.
Chips and beer.
See, you know what I did?
What?
I went to Pizza Hut.
Really? And got a sub.
I got a, because it was $10. It was,
you should have went to Subway and got some pizza.
$10 for a pizza.
Why
for
did
any,
you go to Pizza Hut for
a sub? I should have got a sub. No, but it was, you know, $11 for a stuffed crust pizza with any topping. So we were like, all right, we'll do it. I was like, it's a holiday. We're gonna
splurge.
Spend a little. We're gonna splurge on this. What are you doing, background guy?
Jerking.
He's playing fucking Modern Warfare 2 while we're doing this right now online on my gamer tag. If anybody out there wants to add me, my gamer tag is MJ Killa with an H. I'll play with you. You know. Left 4 Dead, fucking Modern Warfare, whatever you want to
boys.
Do. I like playing. I'll play with you. I mean, dude, I tried to play with Kevin, though, and he fucking, it wouldn't connect. I don't understand what the hell is going on. My NAT is strict.
Strict your routers. Do.
So anyway, what do you have on the horizon for us?
From the lower horizon, when I was in Philly,
sorry to cut you off, I just wanted to say, the bands that we have today... Artica, Hearts and Hands, Send Her to the Grave, and This Math coming as the outro. So, alright, go.
Okay. Like I was saying, when I was in Philly, I had a conversation with my sister and her fiancé, and I found out that his whole life he grew up calling sprinkles Jimmies. And he didn't know what sprinkles were.
That's like
a Jersey, New York.
Yeah, well, he's from Philadelphia.
I'm from Jersey. I've never said Jimmy's.
People calling sprinkles Jimmies and not knowing what sprinkles are.
Well, you're from where I'm kind of from, like in Jersey, right?
Yeah, when I was too young to fucking learn the lingo that what's cool on the ice cream toppings this year.
Jimmy's, though? I don't know about Jimmy's.
I love
Stevens.
Jimmy's. Jimmy's is a great place.
Give me another Michael. True Blood? That fucking... True Blood? I'm gonna go get a case of that shit.
You guys drink True Blood?
You guys drink blood? You guys like...
Really?
You like Twilight?
You guys in with it?
You like to drink blood?
Are you 13-year-old girl?
No.
He likes Twilight.
It's like...
It's a new drink that they have.
All those scene girls who
it's for
scene
girls.
Vampires.
It's blood soda. It's soda. It's not real blood.
But it tastes like blood. Stupid. Yes, it's for that.
That's stupid.
Well, I mean, it's not Twilight. It's not sponsored by Twilight, but this is the genre. You know, you can drink your fucking True Blood. You can drink True Blood while you
actually,
watch True Blood.
When I was at the mall, I seen like 1,000 shirts that said vampires do it better, and I'm like, why vampires?
Yeah, why not fucking...
Why not porn stars?
Passionate lovers these days.
Or rapists.
Vampires.
Yeah.
Rapists do it better.
Rapists do better than anybody because they're having the most sex.
Yeah.
They know what's up.
Yeah, rapist vampire.
Rapist vampire.
Wait.
Even better.
But what's going to happen after the Benicio del Toro situation? Nobody's going to care about.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh,
the
werewolf.
Wolf man.
The lichen.
The lichen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it's gonna flop because there's no vampires in it.
Yeah, it's like that's
there's,
pancake.
There's no romance in it.
Yeah, Kevin likes
no,
some good
romance
with his werewolves.
I hate romance.
There's romance.
Fuck If you don't have romance in a vampire movie, then
you have no romance.
Kevin won't watch it.
Speaking of romance, did you hear the Tiger Woods speech today?
I mean,
no.
Yeah.
I saw a glimpse of it.
I watched
downstairs.
It
was intense. He said,
I never gave a shit about Tiger Woods when he was relevant.
Well, one of the reasons I'm bringing this up is because
I give a shit about him now, though.
At the time that the Tiger Woods speech was going on, the fucking Dalai Lama was giving a speech, and after the Tiger Woods thing stopped, I was flipping through channels. Everything was fucking Tiger Woods, Tiger Woods, Tiger Woods.
Mm-hmm.
I go to C-SPAN, and it's the Dalai Lama, the channel that
No one
like,
watches.
That's the channel, like, if something's going on and they're going to try to make it look like, yeah, we're gonna throw you a nice press conference and put it on C-SPAN so the 500 people are going to see it in the
because
world.
Because everybody's infatuated with Tiger Woods.
And, I don't know.
Mistresses.
That was on every channel, like it was the president or something.
Yeah.
China's pissed that the Dalai Lama's here.
Oh, I thought they were pissed because he's half Chinese.
Who? The
Tiger Woods.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah, they should be.
I'd be pissed if I was half Chinese, too.
Yeah, and half black. Well, like.
Well, I wouldn't be pissed if I was half black.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's the cool part of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, not the golfer part.
That's what gives him his perfect smile and his good swing.
That's the part that...
He's great at putting.
You know, Obama reminds me a lot of Tiger Woods in the way that he is a smooth talker. And he's talking a lot of shit about getting shit done and foreclosures and whatnot. But, you know, every time he has a speech or whatever, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
I have faith in him again, but I'm sorry.
In who Barack
you conned
Woods.
Me once in again,
both.
Obama.
Yeah.
You are a tricky fool.
They're the same person, didn't we? I think we talked about this before.
So it's, hold on, it's Tiger Woods, Barack Obama, and Beyonce?
And Beyonce are all the same person.
Okay.
Fuck.
Sounds good.
Who else
will we add? Speaking of prostitutes, I was watching that show Las Vegas Cops the other day.
I never heard of it.
Follows around Las Vegas Cops as...
Like Steven Seagal.
As it sounds. Like a crocodile hunter. But they're cops.
But with cops, yeah.
No, but they arrested this like 20-year-old hooker, and they brought her in for processing or whatever, and fucking, it was like her second charge. So they brought in this like 70-year-old fucking nun, and the nun is like, I run a whatever it's called, fucking
a brothel.
No, not a brothel or a prostitution recovery house.
What?
Yeah, and she's like, it's called Hookers for Jesus. And it's real. It's legit. This old nun named her fucking thing
Hookers for Jesus. Nice.
Like we're sacrificing hookers for Jesus.
Fuck.
Sacrificing them? I thought they were saving them.
Yeah, well, old perverted men are sacrificing hookers to Jesus.
Oh.
Because they're not getting them.
Mm.
Yeah.
You hear about the climber who fell into the fucking mountain, Mount St. Helens?
No. Nope. What happened?
There's like a
52-year-old
climber fell into Mountain St. Helens. Oh, what a
dumbass.
And,
Mount
St. Helens. And I guess he was like, the helicopter was like trying to rescue him. He's trying to climb up to the point where he can kind of reach the ladder or whatever. And the snow like fell out from underneath him, and he fell.
Holy shit!
And
died.
That's no, they don't know what the hell his condition is unknown at this point.
Unknown,
man.
Did you see the Olympic tobogganer who
died,
fell off and died and hit the pole and snapped?
I didn't
half.
See that actually. My dad told me about it.
Yeah, the luge.
That's crazy.
Online. Yeah. Oh, I heard about this today. There's a fucking video on Facebook. I never like supported my school. I always hated it and all the school spirit shit. But fucking at Honesdale, the school I went to, his last basketball game. It's against our rivals, Wallen Paulpack. It was stupid fucking high school basketball, and I guess Paulpack, like, someone said something, and like half the basketball team stormed the bleachers, like swinging at everybody in the bleachers.
What?
And then, while in Pop Act did that?
Yeah, at Honesdale. And there's some kid took a video with his fucking cell phone, and he's like, "It's pandemonium!" And like, because the school colors are different, he's like, "All you see is a wave of purple coats coming out a wave of red, and like they're just swinging in bleachers
Holy
at like
shit.
Parents what and is kids."
As parents?
Happening. Yeah. It's like retarded. Stupid fucking high school drama. It's probably like, "You fouled me.
Yeah.
Knocked me on my boo-boo."
Anyway, I think we're, what are we?
Song number uno?
No, we still got a couple more minutes, actually. Also? I wanted to actually, because you're talking about videos. There's a video, did you see Jersey Shore and Ellen? Did you see Jersey Shore and Ellen?
Oh, no. Isle of Garden.
I don't like either of them.
Here, check it out. Yeah. I have a video here, so you can check it. I don't know what's going on with this. Every time I try to set something up, like, it never works for me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, everybody.
Yeah.
It never works for me, no.
No.
Remember,
Let's watch Lady Gaga.
Sean's.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, come on, you blew up my spot.
The category is New Jersey, and I'm going to start with number one.
Shh.
DJ.
Oh, I gotta let this fucking shit load because the computer's a piece of shit. Alright, I'll cut this out.
LED, you are gonna go first and I'll ask you questions and then we will move along. So each one of these questions is for you. First question is, in which New Jersey city would you find the Newark Airport?
I know.
No?
Newark Airport.
Newark Airport.
Hold on, I know this. Newark Airport. It's in Newark.
Oh, yes. Still you.
Still me?
Still you. Thomas Edison was from New Jersey. He invented the electric light bulb. If you pay your electric bill once a month, how many times a year do you pay it?
12.
That's right.
Somebody else?
New Jersey's nickname is the Garden State. What is the slogan for the Olive Garden?
For the Olive Garden?
Why the fuck are we?
We don't pump our gas, we pump our fists.
That's why. He just drops.
Funny as hell.
Snooki, move forward, please, to that front where Pauly D was. Now I'm moving over to situation. The situation is for you. Bon Jovi is from New Jersey. What does bon mean in French?
That was my first question?
Yeah.
Might as well just drop me.
I'll give you one more.
Okay.
Bon means good. Just
okay.
So you know, the
All
future.
Right. Okay.
The musical Jersey Boys is about Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. What are the Four Seasons?
Oh, okay.
Oh my god.
Okay. Summer?
Uh-huh.
Winter?
Uh-huh.
Fall? Spring?
That's right.
Wow, that was fucking stupid.
Yeah.
All right. Mike, your nickname is The Situation. Who hosts The Situation Room on CNN?
Oh. I know, I should know this,
yes,
too.
You should.
Italian people don't follow the news.
Do I have a time limit on this,
no.
Evan? Okay, can I get a hint? A little one? Like a tiny one?
I should drop Snooki.
Yeah. Oh, no! All right. Snooki!
I'm terrified right now.
All right, Snooki, come on. In the Civil War, the war between the North and the South, which
anyway.
Side was New Jersey on?
Well, yeah.
Should fucking watch the video to find out what the hell you're laughing at.
Yeah. Because otherwise you won't know why we're live here. You're just listening to a fucking sound clip from the Ellen Show.
And
unless you're very creative.
Bon Jovi now means good Jovi.
Yeah. Good Jovi.
Good Jovi.
That's some good Jovi.
All right, well.
Good Jovi.
Yeah.
So you can picture that if you're into radio. I mean, yeah. Some people are into radio.
Imagination.
You can imagine.
I like news radio.
I like NPR.
I like bands who are named Artica.
Yeah.
And are from Dubois, Pennsylvania. Or Du Bois? What is it? Du Bois or Dubois?
I don't know.
The Bois, Pennsylvania.
From in front of the brick building. All right,
they're from Du Bois. These dudes are pretty cool.
I hope they're cool.
Yeah.
So
check them out.
Cool, man.
This song is called "Every News Is a Good News." Every news is a good news. Play. Artica, they're fucking pretty sick. What do you think, Jared?
No.
Pretty good.
Artica.
They're pretty good.
I enjoyed it.
Like the jazzy, waltzy part.
The jazzy part, yeah.
Perked me up. Just perked me up. Background guy likes masturbation.
Yes,
with donkeys.
Donkey masturbation.
With burros.
Burro.
Spanish friends out there.
Where did I put my penis?
We were fucking talking about radio before. This New York radio station that I listen to all day at work.
I'm gonna go pee.
Like, every time there's a fucking commercial on the radio, like, this fucking public service announcement comes on about how Congress wants to put a radio tax on radio and have every song played on the radio taxed.
What?
Yeah.
Yo, suck my balls.
And, like, fucking...
So what, do you have to start paying for regular radio?
I guess. I don't know. I don't think that. I think
tax.
Yeah, so like radio stations will have to pay for every song they play, so they would need more funds and more sponsorships, and it says it will bankrupt.
Do they do that already?
All, like, major, or no, not at all.
Huh.
That's why it's free radio, but then they'll like have to pay to like giant record companies.
Yeah.
All around the fucking world.
Suck my balls, giant record companies are shit.
Yeah, fuck them, man.
That's
like
not where the good music comes from.
No, it's all fucking it's from your heart.
It's from your heart, man. That's what it's gotta be from. Otherwise it's from your farts.
Uns wagen schlanebel no hefen den wegen von Schleifenheimer.
I saw, do you know Katie Lang?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know her?
I remember doing a something in English class in like 6th or 7th grade.
On her?
Yeah, they had like this book of like weird things that you
weird lesbians?
Read. Yeah. Weird
she,
bald lesbians with plastic dinosaurs glued to their guitars.
She wasn't bald, but she was on Good Morning America the other day. And she was dressed in what looked like pajamas, like men's pajamas, at black. It was all black. And she had no shoes on,
she
walking around
like,
barefoot.
She was so chill.
And she was so chill. She was just, like, so, like, into it.
I
like,
bet she had her...
In the earth.
Her friggin'
and
her gems in her pocket.
She had, probably smelled like patchouli and fucking farts. Anyway, I appreciate the fact that she is a legendary lesbian. I appreciate the fact that she's like a fighter for civil rights. It's just like, oh man,
Ooh.
Your nasty feet. Yeah. Watching your nasty feet rub them all over like the carpet
stool.
There. There's something about it that just made me cringe. I don't know.
Who the hell are you guys talking about?
Katie Lang.
Katie Lang.
KD.
Oh, you can listen to it later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tried some drugs?
No, I tried some interesting food at a party the other night.
What's that?
It was kielbasa, but it was cooked in half Sprite, half water.
That's pretty weird.
So good.
I've heard of a good amount of people that have had this shit.
It's
so,
great.
God damn it, Jared.
It's absolutely great.
Who
oh
is
my
it?
Lord.
Who is it? You better put that on speaker right now.
What's that? Nothing.
What are you doing?
We're doing a podcast.
We're doing the podcast.
Where are you?
I'm at my friend Marcus's house.
Yeah.
Who is that? I thought you would be home. I want you out.
Oh.
Say this to the internet.
Oh, yeah, you're on the internet right now.
Ew, me?
Yeah, ew you. Ew you.
Ew.
Not me.
What?
I think she's probably gonna hang up.
Hello?
I don't wanna be out there.
She said, hold on a second.
I'm scared of the internet.
Oh man.
such a tangle web of weave.
Yeah. Indeed, back.
Our first call.
She's not a drunk.
Our first caller, everyone.
No, Kevin was our first caller.
There? Is she still there?
It says I'm still connected to her.
Hello?
She's probably just listening to us.
Hello?
Waiting to find us.
She's like, I need to prepare.
Is that where you went the other day?
I need to ready my
makeup.
No,
this is
amazing. When she comes back on, you should be like, hey, I'm in Cash Cab. Can you answer this question? And then ask her some random fucking question.
Think of a question, man.
No, in the 1920s. Prohibition.
Okay.
Don't you have random question apps on your phone?
Yeah, I do.
Touch she got there.
In the meantime, did you hear about Huggy Graham?
Nope. Oh yeah, you send a. It's like sending flowers, but you send a hug.
Yeah, you
to
send
people,
a hug,
and they hug people for you for like $65.
And they have the Mickey Mouse mitts at the end.
I don't know.
With the three lines on the gloves.
I suck.
All right.
Continue.
Right, so
I'm on the cash cab right now.
Anyway,
I should ask her this.
The United States Mint was once considered producing donut-shaped coins.
No,
what
donut-shaped
the fuck does
that mean?
Donut-shaped.
It's not even a question. Yes, it is.
She's a stinker.
And she'll be like donut-shaped dollars. No.
Oh.
Paranormal kids.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Hey, hello?
Oh, sorry. I lost
you. Oh, how'd you lose me? I was connected the whole time.
Are you coming home at all?
No. Probably.
What the fuck?
Probably not till later. I'm on the cash cab right now, actually. no. I all right. I'm on the cash cab, and I need you to answer a question. Because okay, all right.
Oh my god.
Alaska law says that you can't look at a what from an airplane.
I have no idea.
You got to help me out.
I don't know.
All right. Well,
time's running up.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to call you back.
All right. Paul, can you call me if you're coming home?
All right, I will.
Because
I don't know, I'm just around.
I just want to chill.
All right. Well, Ben
I
Bailey.
Got real, definitely. Good, I got chill. Good
shit. Time's up.
You go to sleep.
Ben Bailey. All right. That's funny. Ben Bailey's like on my ass right now, though. I gotta fucking. It's funny. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'll call you if I'm coming home.
All right, nigga, you better.
What?
I said, all right, nigga, you better.
All right, I will.
Promise?
I will, yeah, I promise.
All right.
Okay.
Well, you probably won't, so.
Well, I don't know if I'm going home, all right?
All right, well, do it because of me.
All right.
Okay. You know what you want.
It's all good. All right, yeah, I don't know.
All right, just call me later or something.
Okay. Yeah. All right, later.
All right, bye.
Wow.
Oh my god.
She wants the dick.
You won no money in the cash cab.
I think she,
She's like, oh my god, cash cat.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Oh my god, cash cat.
And then she like instantly forgot when she realized she didn't.
That was a pretty shitty question, though.
Yeah, I know.
What the fuck? I didn't even know what I asked. What the hell
was
this?
Something nobody would ever know. It should have been something obvious.
The answer is moose. You can look at moose from a plane in Alaska.
Was it?
Yes.
Wait, you can't?
That was a hard question.
It's the law.
That's not even a...
It's the law, Marcus. Yeah,
that's something you wouldn't know. That's on fucking weird laws. Isn't
yeah,
it?
Well, go to jail for that shit, man.
Yeah, dude, that's serious business.
Dude, it's like ripping tags off mattresses.
I'm sorry, guys. I didn't mean to have somebody on the phone like that for that long. That's just supposed to... Ben Bailey was getting at me.
Next time, make it interesting, all right?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll just consider that the show's first caller. Pretend that she just called.
Yeah, she just called.
She called. Wow, our millions of listeners are really giving us some feedback
yeah.
here.
Yeah, that's good. Thanks for that. You know, that was real nice.
I was watching the Discovery Channel the other day, and I saw two turtles humping.
Uh-huh.
One of them screaming at the top of his lungs. The top one.
You told me about that. Yeah.
It was a show called Tyrannosaurus Sex.
Oh yeah, Tyrannosaurus.
And it was great. They
Sounds
showed
great.
Me. Actually, I did learn that fucking Tyrannosaurus rexes during the Cretaceous period had feathers, to be accurate.
Oh, with their phallus aiming.
They look like kind of giant turkey chickens, things. Their fucking weird tails had like feathers on them and shit. But you know, you learn something new every day. So. Is there something that like?
I saw on TV. I don't know what state it was or whatever, but they have this place where it's like medically licensed and stuff for people to go and shoot up
heroin
and shit. Like
I know there's places
addicts, and they go and they supply them with needles.
Yeah,
all this
I know there's places
shit.
That
they go in their cubicle and they do it. And yeah. then there's doctors there if they overdose or whatever.
Yeah, I heard about this one place that like. I think it's a hospital, actually. When junkies bring their needles in, they give them clean needles for free.
Yeah, that shit is...
That's
crazy,
fucked up.
Man.
That's stupid.
Yeah. I mean, it helps prevent disease, but fucking...
That's
yeah,
good,
exactly.
Though.
But you can support fucking junkies.
Yeah, people can't smoke weed, but you could, you know, shoot up medically.
Go ahead. Oh, man.
Thank you.
I know.
You
did
you.
A real good job this time.
This is a good one.
That's good.
Yeah. Oh.
Is that like your chocolate milk experience?
Yeah.
That you mentioned though.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. I pissed in a chocolate milk cup that I had chocolate in the bottom of it because I had some. My dad was in the bathroom, so I had to piss really bad. I was like, "Fuck." My cup. I washed it right after.
You're gonna drink out of that cup, and then
I'm gonna give that cup particular to you.
I wouldn't be able to drink out of a cup I knew I peed in. Really?
Yeah.
Your pee is
even
more sterile than
it with, like, fucking bleach. It's just a bad thought.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
I had to piss, man. Once in this cup.
I had to piss, and there was chocolate there, and it became chocolate piss.
I can't believe you sometimes, Marcus.
Should have lined it with some
some Febreze.
Oh man, this episode is a train wreck.
Yeah, it's going
You're
pretty
a train
good.
Wreck.
What are we
feeling pretty weird?
Ah, dick.
Ah, dude.
Oh my god.
Ah, bum left Baker Brandenburg.
Anyway, what are we doing? Oh yeah, this is the Grindcast, and this is Hearts and Hands.
Yes. Thank you for listening.
Yeah. So that was Hearts and Hands. And that's Hearts in Hands, I-N, because I tried searching it the other way, and you know what? It doesn't work that way. You gotta...
You know what?
I-N.
It just doesn't work.
They're pretty cool. That was Your Perfect Ending. We played with them in the Croc Rock. Actually, we both played with them in Croc Rock at the same time.
Fucking balls.
fucking Modern Warfare. I swear to God.
God damn.
Modern Warfare.
God damn.
So, what was I talking about before? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Bukkake.
The Bukkake video.
Among Us likes his Bukkake.
No, I clicked on it because it said Splish Splash taking a cum bath.
And that's what you're into.
And that's what I'm
he
into.
He likes just large amount
of like, shit.
Large amounts of cum, like, everywhere.
That's
no,
what he's into.
But it looked funny because, the whatever. Anyway, at the end, she says something Bukkake. Really weird, like, now I'm happy because I have 15 different guys come in my ass. And then, like, it pans out.
That's probably
out.
What all those perverts get off, like, her just acknowledging that she has.
I guess. Well,
thousands of man eggs all
yeah,
over.
Yeah, that's
her.
Gross.
Or billions of man eggs.
Man eggs.
Man eggs. Man mayo.
But it pans out, and it's you see, like, all these dudes, like, some with fucking weird mustaches and big serial killer glasses. Some with fucking... Like, everybody we worked with at that
guy
place that we worked with.
Executioner mask.
Yeah, a lot of weirdos. And they're all... When she says this, it was almost... It was definitely scripted because they all start cheering at the same time. Yeah! Woo-hoo! Woo! Like you were at a baseball game. Yeah.
Home run!
Hot egg!
Home run, yeah!
Oh, we just all ejaculated on the same woman.
Mm-hmm. Ow.
Very, disease.
That is, it was, I wish I can unsee that.
We all have one combined disease right now.
Yeah.
Anyway, on that note.
Yep. Yeah, on that one. I don't know what to say on that one.
Now you know Marcus likes Bukkake.
I don't like Bukkake.
That story reminds
me of our
dad's. Well,
you like a lot
dad's.
Of semen. Like a lot of semen.
A large semen bank. Remember when you worked at that semen donor place?
No.
And they fired you because you kept drinking all the samples?
Oh.
Yeah. Don't let them fool you.
All right, we're getting too deep.
That was a time in my life that I tried to block out.
Yeah. That was inappropriate.
That was a joke.
Like real estate school?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, you want me to sell your house?
Yeah. I remember when you tried selling house. My house.
Hey.
You're like, hey, I'll sell your house for you. You know? Yeah, you don't want it no more.
You don't want it anymore? Hey, I'll sell it.
I'll buy your house.
I'll sell it.
And then I'll sell it for 10%.
I'll sell it for 4%. I don't care. I'm just getting into business. I'm just doing this for the... I'm a heartbreaker, baby.
I keep my comb in my sleeve and my heart on my...
sleeve.
I already said sleeve.
Keep my comb in my sleeve
and my heart on my sleeve.
So, are you going to play that?
No. Fuck that.
So what do you think about this whole sex addiction situation? They say that it's like as bad as getting off of heroin and shit. Like, there's no addiction worse than sex addiction.
I'm addicted.
Yeah, but dude... It's not like you're having the fucking shakes and you're puking and like
you have going through withdrawals because
true
you're you know? Not in a female.
Physically sick because you can't
Kevin
have sex. Yeah, what's up, bro?
Hey, I need you to take
a sip of this soda,
a sip
man.
Of this soda right here, and okay. Tell me if
Kevin, why don't you just die in there?
I can't die.
Don't come back.
No, I really. Come I really got to start eating more healthy because yeah, fucking...
You just got to eat more in general.
Well, I had a diabetes scare the other day.
That's because you don't
well,
eat
no,
no,
actually,
no, Oprah
I watched Oprah.
Diabetes.
That's what actually what it was. And
check your blood sugars.
They told me that...
I have new diabetes.
Every week. I don't want it.
They're telling me that sugar... We're eating way too much sugar in our diet and...
A sip of this soda.
We're all going to die.
A little bit of this
soda.
And, yeah. Basically...
Golf, man.
Golf, man.
I don't like
yeah,
golf.
No,
don't
golf.
Like golf, actually.
No, golf. Golf, not golf.
Why?
I don't golf.
Mm-hmm.
I think
I
you
have
did golf.
I have golfed.
Yeah, with your brother.
Yeah. Because I got off work
you.
To do it.
I know your body.
I know you, too.
I know your body.
Inside and out, right?
Oh, there's a local... there was a local guy. This happened in, like, I think it was Honesdale or something. This dude attacked his wife in the parking lot. I think it was Walmart. Like, beat the shit out
of her. That's where you do it.
Because she got paper over plastic.
Really?
Yeah.
You stupid-ass fucking bitch. What the
fuck? I can't burn plastic.
Oh, my God, you fucking... I can't milk cows with plastic bags in my house.
No, you gotta wipe your ass with plastic bags, like Kevin.
New title, Living Dead. Kevin's awesome.
Nice.
Oh, ooh. Kevin.
Living I mean... Dead.
What is that from? Living Dead.
Shame, shame.
He's the fucking dog. What are you talking about?
New emblem, too.
He's the bounty hunter.
Whatever, I got blunt trauma. That's all I want.
Dog the bounty hunter.
Dog. I heard about this on the radio. A lady,
penguins.
She walked her dog to the convenience store, and she had, like, a fancy coat and, like, a fancy collar on her dog, and someone robbed the dog while it was tied to something outside for its coat and its collar.
They robbed the dog?
Yeah.
Damn, that's a nice coat. Run your pockets, bitch.
Kevin.
That would fit my porcelain doll.
Sip of the soda. Sip of the soda.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't know. I didn't write nearly enough notes that I should have for like being off of.
I'm kind of enjoying this.
I don't know.
Tool Academy. Did you see the first episode?
I did.
Yo, that's gay, did. Bruh.
It was pretty crazy.
It was.
That lesbian chick?
I didn't see it.
Yeah.
I got off of work one day and I hooked up with this nurse and I didn't know she had a twin sister. 10 seconds.
Yeah.
10 seconds flat. I had this girl working on me.
That's fucked up.
And then she wrestled the one guy. Cause she's a
tough
lesbian wrestler.
She did, and she beat him. And I think that's why he left. Because he was embarrassed.
Yeah. Wow.
Pussy.
What a little bitch.
The Saints won.
Shut the fuck up. Oh, yeah. Don't, no. That's not allowed.
Shut the fuck up.
That's news, right? The Saints won.
No, shut up.
The Saints won.
I don't like that. I don't like it at all.
What I have... I got a bunch of stupid-ass shit, right?
What? Background guy?
I said, and it's not because we're anti-Saints fans.
Oh.
It's because we're anti...
Yeah.
Organized sports.
No, I'm just fucking... I don't want to watch a bunch of...
Oh, you know how we always support Woot.com?
Yeah.
I saw one day, it was fucking the American Idol Singer's Advantage Vocal Training Program.
Wow.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm sure
that's legitimate.
It was...
That's great.
It was like $49 or $79.
Fuck that.
Something like that.
So
how many
like
poor saps?
So fucking, I know. I'm really gonna make it if I get this.
If I get this,
I'm trying out next year, Grandma.
Well,
can I just get $70
now? Because they're fucking. They got beat out in the ratings by the Olympics the first time they ever got beat by anything.
Oh fuck shit! Man. By the Olympics.
Fuck.
I hope they get canceled. That like, I would celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Mr. Background.
Yeah, I think it's enough of American Idol.
Yeah.
What is it now?
I don't even know.
It's like, I don't know.
A dozen.
Fucking, it was too many the first one.
And yeah. Ellen's on it, so that's
yeah.
Stupid.
She doesn't even judge people. She just cracks witty comments.
Yeah, just tries to make them feel better about losing.
Yeah. Holding them when they cry.
I don't know. I guess we're coming up on the third song here. This is a band that like I saw on actually Artica's fucking MySpace or whatever.
Die.
No, that's not the name of the band. It's
Send Her to the Grave.
That's Send Her to the Grave.
Yeah, let's send her to the grave right now.
Understand.
They sound like in like 5 or 6 years they're going to be really popular. They could be really popular. Like right now they're in the early stages and this might be something like you're going to download how you download Old Job for a Cowboy and you're like, okay, this shit sounds really weird.
Yeah.
But later on, they'll be, like, you know, crazy. But anyway, yeah, they're pretty sick, though. They're pretty sick. All right, Visions.
Center to the grave. God of the gods.
Yeah.
These guys, they sounded pretty sick. They're like, they kept their shit up. They're going to be good.
Yeah.
Keep it up, bum.
Yeah. Neff, Baker, Brandon, Nate. I didn't mean to.
Good
shout
shit.
Out to everybody.
Good shit. Shout out.
Bum.
Bum.
Do your thing.
My thing?
Yeah. What were we going to say?
I'm going to do my thing. Gonna get my thing going. Gonna stick my thing in something. Getting my thing going. Oh, yeah. Damn it.
So
I read about a Russian guy who fell asleep on train tracks. And he fell asleep between the train tracks. And he slept through a train going over because he was so drunk. And
how did that not catch him?
Even
somehow.
When the train passed him, like he was still asleep.
And woke up?
Yeah.
Did he need to die?
So how does anybody know that even happened?
Because someone saw him go under. And
nobody
they tried
said
to save
anything
him.
New?
They tried to save him, but he was just too drunk.
He's too...
Yeah.
He's like, no.
Yeah.
Oh, weapon unlock. Thank you. I was watching Paranormal Kids the other day. There was a girl who was, forget her name. She was talking about how she can fucking predict, like, natural disasters before they come, and before fucking Katrina. She was saying that she's like, we need blankets, we need flashlights. You don't understand. There's a big storm coming, and like all sorts of shit. And then like the next day. Katrina happened. It was like she gets dreams or something. I don't know. She has crazy. But anyway. Her and there's this other kid that was on there.
They made a rap video?
I was going to say they look very kidnappy.
Are you trying to say you
were kidnapped?
No. Like
you want to kidnap them?
like
that's what I thought. They're very kidnappable.
Like they had faces like you would see them on a milk carton like they skeleton. Have already been kidnapped.
They look like I'd love to kidnap them.
Yeah.
I want to take them. Yeah, I watch Bukkake videos. I kidnap fucking kids. Yeah.
You're
bad, bad man, Marcus.
Yeah, I guess.
You're bad, bad man.
Hey, you know, It's Always Sunny? Mac?
Yeah.
He was on Lost.
Really?
Yeah. He had a little cameo.
Holy shit. Was he like his own character? Like, he was a serious person, or was he the same person on Sunny?
No, he wasn't like the guy from. He wasn't like Mac in. Yeah. Like, hey guys, what's going on? No, he was actually pretty good. He was doing his karate chop situation. Yeah, yeah. He was like a bad guy, though. He captured one of the guys, and he was like,
"Oh man, that's crazy."
The guy he was with was kind of a situation where the guy he was with was giving away too much information, and he was like, "Don't tell them about that." And I need to karate chop you. I'm gonna karate chop you if you tell them about that. I've got a gun. You're gonna come with me through the jungle.
Well, yeah.
Whether you like it or not. And then he gets shot. Which sucked. I was hoping it would be in more than one episode.
Oh, suck my balls.
You see any weird commercials lately? I haven't really.
You ever see that Sean's $5 foot thongs commercial?
No.
It's mine. I sell flip flops for $5 on the side of the road.
On the corner.
Sean's $5. $5 foot thongs. Don't get your sand in toes.
Don't get your
sand in toes.
That's my gimmick.
I don't know what we're talking about. This whole episode has been an absolute train wreck.
How was the club the other night?
You mean yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday.
I went to the hardware bar yesterday. It was it was weird. It was alright. I felt like I was in
Wu-Tang Clan.
I felt like I was like in the jungle.
Snoop Dogg's rap video?
No. Like I was in the jungle and I was observing animals, humans in their natural habitat, in their mating
kinda
habitat.
Kind of like in like a Fear and Loathe it when he's seeing the lizards in the casino.
Similar.
Having sex.
There was a black dude in the corner to my left. I looked to my left and he was like, it was a black dude. He was big as hell and he had this fat white chick that was like
probably like
they
like
weren't
17
even,
and he's like fucking 35.
Probably it was like 18 a party night. But
it's fake ID night
and that's why you went for Bukkake.
Yeah, Bukkake.
Yeah, I was looking for a good old Bukkake. But unfortunately
Bukkake in the corner.
This guy they were like grinding, but this guy like was like just straight up like like
fucking
ran, like ramming his cock into her fucking ass, and she was
numb.
Kind of like, and I was like, "Wow, this is crazy. This is very weird."
This is what people do at clubs.
This is what people do. The one thing that was cool about it was that they had like screens up, big screens, HD projectors of like the videos of the songs that they were playing, and the DJ was mixing the videos with as well as the songs. It was weird. Like he was mixing the videos together.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's pretty cool. I've never seen that before. VJ. Maybe I've never been to the fucking club, so.
MTV VJ.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
Yep.
That's a good VJ.
Oh,
me and Kevin watched Spice World.
Kevin gave me a VJ the other day.
Best goddamn VJ of your life.
Well, yeah, Spice World.
Yeah.
If you want to be my lover. You gotta get with my friends. You make it last forever.
Yeah.
Friendship never ends. If you wanna be my lover, you gotta try. You're down the party somewhere.
You wanna down the party
somewhere.
Boom, 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 boom. Look, this is. I'm almost embarrassed to put this up.
Yeah. Okay. No, it's a good. It's a good one. Give us your response on this. Compare it to other episodes.
I think we're funny.
I think this is the worst one.
I think we're funny.
Somebody's listening to it. I don't know. I'm seeing results on Google Feedburner.
Results.
On Google.
Okay. Well, so. Anyway.
Boom, 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 boom. Spice Girls.
Lady Gaga paparazzi dog show commercial.
What?
Yeah.
Paparazzi.
Holy shit.
Alright, I'm just
sip of the soda. Sip of the soda.
Oh, right.
Getting a boner.
That's a video on Sean's phone of,
It was a text I got earlier on the way here.
That's something you downloaded personally onto your phone.
Of a large girl. Penis rape scene. With audio. That was my search.
That's going to be in Google's cloud servers forever.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Wowee.
Wow, man. Wow.
So, we're at 57 minutes. I don't know.
With 57.
Kevin.
I don't know if that means anything to you. To me, it really means that I don't have nothing else to talk about here. We went through everything here. What do you want me to say? I don't know. Sean is giving Jared a very spooky look. And it's kind of freaking me out a little bit.
He's giving me a visual J. A V job.
Oh my god.
So, look, what do you want from me?
Alright.
I want you to play music.
I want you to
play. Do you want me to play music? Or do you want me to.
Music.
This math.
This is this math.
This math.
This is. I think Ruben's in this band too. I'm not sure. It's not on the. This he's not math. On the thing. But I got it off of Downbeast's
this math.
MySpace. I'm just going to take links off of. Every band this that I know of in the area until they're all consumed by the Grindcast. Oh,
sugar.
Crap.
This map.
Sugar.
Sweet tits.
Sugar.
Anyway,
sugar.
This math seems pretty cool. Seems pretty chill. And I'd have to say.
For how?
I was bad at
Nihao.
And how?
That was bad at math.
You know, nobody's going to listen to this far in, so it doesn't matter what we say at this point, I guess.
I think it does.
It's a wonderful day in my neighborhood. Oh. Wonderful day in my neighborhood.
Oh, won't you be mine?
Oh, won't you be my neighborhood? goodbye, farewell. We bid you all adieu.
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 To you.
To you. And you. And you. And you. And you. Me?
No, you. You stinky fucking Jew.